Welcome back to our study of Christian beliefs. And now we're going to look at chapter 15 and ask and answer the question, what is sanctification? Further, what is perseverance? What are sanctification and perseverance? Again, Mr. Grudem tells us that repentance and faith result in justification, where we just were in our last study, but repentance and faith also aid in what is sometimes called sanctification. Sanctification is a progressive work of both God and man that makes Christians more and more free from sin and more like Christ. You see, God and his children cooperate in this work, both playing distinct roles. So we'll look at each set of roles. First, we need to understand that sanctification is a process. Where justification was a split-second transformation, sanctification is a procedural, a progressive process that brings transformation over time. Let's press in. Sanctification starts, let's be clear, at the point of regeneration. Christians are no longer ruled or dominated by sin and will no longer love their sin. But we will never be completely free from our sin either. This is the tension of the Christian life. You see, once Christians die and go to be with God, then their sanctification will be completed into a glorification. So again, understanding this process of God's miraculous work and our human responsibility is really important. We should still expect to see regular increases throughout our lives in this sanctification process. There's never a done, finished, completed process. As long as we live, we're going to be works in progress. Again, this gets at the very heart of sanctification for those who have received God's miracle and his work of grace. Now, God's role in this process? Well, sanctification is primarily a work of God, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, Hebrews 13:20 and 21. Make no mistake, all of what is good comes from God's grace. So this is no different. Ultimately, this is God at work in us and on us, that he'll be able to work through us. God equips his children through the power of the Holy Spirit. So here we see again, God is the one at work. As we grow in the sanctification, we walk by the Spirit and we're led by the Spirit. That's Galatians 5:16 through 18. The Holy Spirit in himself, his own work, the Holy Spirit is who is producing the holiness in us that this sanctification is not only working towards, but exemplifying. And we know that our part here is to work with him, to accept his lead. And Hebrews 12:14 tells us that we are to strive, work hard for the holiness without which no one will see God. So again, see the complementary effort here, noting all the while that it's primarily God at work. Grudem says that God honors our continual acts of faith and obedience. Seen through the Bible, reading and seeing all throughout Scripture that this pattern is repeated. We see it in Psalm 1:2, Matthew 4:4, John 17:17. We see it in the form of prayer and worship and witnessing and acts of mercy and justice and fellowship, self-discipline, self-control. We see in sanctification a growing Christ-likeness. What we know of as the fruit of the Spirit becoming more prominent and as a greater priority in the believer's life. It's important, says Grudem, that we continue to grow in our holiness and obedience throughout our lives. If we neglect actively striving to obey God, we become lazy Christians. If we neglect the passive role of trusting God and yielding to him, we become proud and overly confident in ourselves. You see, there's error on both sides. If we don't do our part, we're just lazy gluttons, spiritually just taking God's grace for granted. If, on the other hand, we think too much of this is dependent upon us, we become prideful and self-righteous. Oh, that we get this correctly and walk by faith with Christ, per his word, in line with his will, and always his ways. So what if sanctification in this process, what if it were to end? This is a great question. I'm glad that Grudem addresses it, because it's going to deal with an issue head on that most people try to avoid or sweep under the rug. So what if the sanctification process ends? Grudem says, all who are truly Christian will be kept by God's power and will persevere as Christians until the end of their lives. Only those who persevere until the end are truly Christians. Only those who persevere till the end are truly Christians. This two-part teaching, all true Christians will persevere, and only those who persevere are truly Christian, is sometimes referred to as the perseverance of the saints. Now, Jesus promised that all of those that were his would have eternal life. They would persevere. The process of sanctification would not end. So if the process truly ends, it's evidence that they're not his. Similarly, the Holy Spirit in Ephesians 1, 13 through 14 affirms this promise. We see it again throughout Scripture, all the way from cover to cover. In John 8, 31, one evidence of genuine faith is listed as the continuing of belief and obedience that Jesus commanded. You see, not wanting to give those who weren't truly Christian a false assurance, Paul went on to say that a condition of perseverance is what affirms the promises that come with God's word. He's made it clear, if you don't persevere, you've revealed that you didn't receive the promise. I think of 2 Corinthians 13:5. Here, it is expressly clear. We're commanded to examine and test ourselves to see if, in fact, we hold to this faith, if, in fact, justification took place so that sanctification is now underway and perseverance is being displayed. If it's not, it's not. That's what the Word of God says. You see, those who don't truly believe will eventually fall away. Those who do not truly biblically believe will eventually fall away from the faith that they claim to have. Now, let me just give you a personal note here. This is what makes the lukewarm churches, the cultural churches that are not truly Christ's church, so dangerous. Because early in the church's life, if you fell away, you fell away. But nowadays, when those who have this problem fall away, there's usually a cultural church that is not committed, not truly spirit-filled, not truly biblical, that will catch such people. And they find themselves telling the people who now come exactly what their itching ears want to hear. And they tell them that, hey, listen, you're fine. You don't have to love and trust Jesus as Lord. You can like him, give him the crumbs of your life, and know that he's so good and so loving and so graceful that at the end of your life, he'll make an exception for you. These are lies from the pit of hell, and they do such incredible damage. Oh, friends, that the doctrine of perseverance would ring true in your heart is my prayer. You see, the promise in perseverance is that those who continue in the faith until the end of their lives are truly Christians. True Christians, here's the assurance. True Christians can gain real assurance of salvation from a present trust in Christ and his ongoing work. That trust is going to be seen and expressed through love, which will be seen and expressed through obedience, genuine following. Please read John 3:36. In addition, there should be evidence of continuing present relationship with Jesus. 1 John 2:4 and following, whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commands is a liar and the truth is not in him. You see, perseverance is not that you somehow keep your breath. It's whether or not your heart continues to beat and you faithfully follow, righteously live out a witness of Christ for Christ in a worship that is authentic. You see, a perfect life is not necessary, but a true Christian's life will continue to show a general pattern of obedience to Christ's commands. True Christians will follow Christ truly. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Those who truly have this sanctification process being lived out in perseverance will follow Christ. They will reflect him. They will love and obey him. This is what we see in Scripture. You see, sanctification, it is a lifelong process. There is no end until we get home to heaven. I pray that you now better understand the doctrine of sanctification and perseverance. See again that they are gifts of grace, that if you are in the sanctification process, you get to be sanctified. If you're persevering, you get to persevere. That this is work that God is doing in you so that God can do his work through you. I pray that you join me in thanking God for the gift of sanctification and of perseverance. Amen and amen.